The integration of vigilantes into our police is destroying the integrity of the police service. Now, there are lots of issues that occurred in the Iowa Super Sorghum by-elections. There was violence in the by-election, and the just-ended registration exercise was also violent. Perpetrators of this violence have not been brought to book. We know a minister that pulled a gun and shot indiscriminately in crowd. Nothing has been done to that minister. And we are calling on the Inspector General, that is the IGP, Mr. James Opombuinu, to restore public confidence in the police service. Today, a lot of people are demanding for firearms because they believe that the police is unable to protect them. That is why we are calling the IGP to restore the confidence so that we can have peace going into this election and coming out of the election.
Some people are suggesting that your call that the Inspector General of Police should be blamed if there is any violence is misplaced, because the perpetrators of the violence should be the ones to be blamed and prosecuted for the crimes they commit, not the Inspector General of Police. What do you say to that?
The power to prosecute is in the hands of the police, and the police is led by the Inspector General. The Inspector General decides the things that happen because the Constitution has given him that right. So if we find that he's not doing his duty, he's not performing his duty to the satisfaction of the general public, then we will have to blame him because he's been paid with the taxpayers' money. And if he's not performing his duty and anything else happens, we experience violence in the elections, he should be blamed. Because people who have to be reprimanded for the violence and the atrocities they have meted onto other people is eroding the confidence that people have in the police service. That is why we are saying that the police, the Inspector General of Ghana Police, Mr. James Opombuinu, should be held responsible if he fails to restore public confidence in the police going into this election.
Some Ghanaians I spoke with are saying that Ghana has a track record of organizing peaceful elections since it embraced constitutional rule in 1992. So they don't expect any possible violence as you are predicting. What do you say to that?
You see, this election we are going into is not like any elections we have experienced in this country. Both leading parties, this tells us that we are heading towards an election that will be a cagey encounter between these political parties. And anything like saying that will bring misunderstanding will bring chaos. People have lost confidence in the Electoral Commission as well, because most of the opposition political parties are saying that the Electoral Commission is biased because of some utterances that commissioners of the Electoral Commission have made, and there's some actions or decisions that they've taken. So you realize that going into this election, it will be a very different thing altogether.
Some of the Ghanaians I spoke with are of the view that they have confidence in the police because some of these instances of violence that you talked about are being investigated so the perpetrators could be brought to book, including the minister that you spoke about who you said shot indiscriminately. Why wouldn't you wait patiently and allow the police to finish investigation and prosecute the perpetrators if they have the evidence to back the allegations?
You see, the reason the name of our police from a police force to a police service is that the police is with the general public. So the police is the friend of the general public. But normally, when you are doing such things, you are conducting such investigations, you bring the people up to speed so that the people will know the actions, the activities, and the efforts you are putting in place. If you are telling us that you are conducting an investigation into a matter, and then the perpetrators are walking free, nothing has happened to them, no one will believe what you are saying. Meanwhile, others who have not committed a crime, they are being held to court here and there, every now and then.
Will your organization approach the police or perhaps the Inspector General of Police to present your concerns?
As we speak to the general public, we have spoken to them because they are part of us. And everything we do, Care for Free and Fair Elections Ghana, Care Ghana, what we do is that if we have any concerns and we raise them in the public domain. For those who have to act on them, do same, so that it will not be like anything is covered in the dark. We bring the things to the fore so that everybody will know what we are talking about, to compel those who are supposed to act to act. So we are waiting on the Inspector General of Police to act so that we will know and have that belief that going into this election, any individual or group of persons who have an ambition to foment trouble or to perpetrate any violence will be brought to book.